When the dreaded moment, long awaited and long feared, had arrived, those on the side of life had been foiled by chance and an endemic weakness, by unwise choices and unforeseen treacheries. And now the calamity had blossomed forth, and an ancient viciousness had been set loose. The fighting had begun in earnest, and the destruction would be terrible, beyond description. Now, cyborg knights of the Legion of Avatars flew through the skies over Umara, circling above the warp well. Seated in the underground gloom of the root house, Chelluvahar, Uvovo, seer of Segrana, could sense their presence and felt like weeping. The root network that linked together the 19 burrows he had extended to connect with the daughter forests, all 7 of them. The planetary energies of Umara now trickled steadily through the entire root web while he sat at its centre, holding it all in perfect balance. His seer talents and senses were multiplied and focused now, allowing him to see the possible futures, to sift them for the likely ones, to see them in all their aspect of triumph and loss, to know what he could and could not do with the powers he controlled. The uncaging of the Legion had drastically diminished the range of future possibilities, and that was why he wept. In one future, the Legion of Avatars to the last escaped from its hyperspace prison, its millions of cyborgs driven insane by the eons spent entombed in a frozen pit at the very bottom of the abyss. After utterly defeating the combined forces of Hegemony, Earthsphere and Imisil ships, it swept outwards, encountering the star systems of the Brolturan Compact. Entire worlds were laid waste, and billions died in agony or were enslaved, a scenario that was repeated over and over across the Hegemony, tens of thousands of times for nearly a century, until the rampage was finally stopped by a grand alliance of Earthsphere, the Androma, and the Melibi. In another future, the Legion swept in another direction, straight into the domains of the Melibi, whose cultural ethos of adaptation led them to take on aspects of their attackers. After 50 years, the Melibi civilization had turned into an exemplar of the Legion creed of convergence, such that the Legion of Avatars was eventually absorbed into the Melibi exodomain. A decade of rebuilding later, the Melibi launched a campaign of conquest, and, in time, the borders of the exodomain swallowed the Indrama, Earthsphere, and the Hegemony. In yet another future, the Legion of Avatars, having destroyed all opposition in or near the Darien system, then argued among themselves about forward strategy, resulting in a bitter and savage internecine struggle that tore the millions of cyborgs into several warring camps. The Hegemony was struggling to cope with the tragedy of hundreds of supernovae, but Earthsphere and the Erenate, backed by the Aranja Tesh and the Pothiwa alliances, led a new attack on the Legion cyborgs, which forced many of them to flee into the Havoon Deep Zone. It also served to push several factions of the Legion into the arms of the Hegemony, with catastrophic consequences decades later. Chell could see and feel those futures looming like unsteady mountains ready to topple and fall. It wasn't entirely accurate to say that they all hung on the decisions of one person or several people, since the inexplicable consequences of the unexpected had led certain individuals down paths of near unbearable predicament.